I hate it. I hate it so much. I'm sorry, man. Sorry that it's been a while that I've been recording things. It's been a bit of a summer. Been doing a lot of things with the church, with campus. Learned a lot about myself, about my arrogance, my pride, my selfishness. Just living with three other dudes, and when you're living with the same people around them 24/7, just and they love you and they love God's word, then when your selfish nature comes out and they confront you, it's like, man, you can't hide things. When you're living in community, you can't hide things. Even when you want to. And I don't want to hide things. There's not one part of me that I want hidden. I want all exposed. And the thing that God's shining light on so strong and so brightly right now is masculinity and sexuality. Not as the world defines it. Not as my family defines it. Not as the church defines it. But as God, the creator of male and female, the creator of sexuality, as he defines it. That's, man, that's what I'm on a crusade for. I'm scared. I am scared. I'm so scared what other people will think about me. I'm scared of what the men in my church will think about me. I'm scared what the women in my church will think about me. But I cannot stand by and watch as the evil one destroys the marriages that God created, destroys the families that God created, and destroy a whole generation of men and women. I will not stand by and watch. I will not stand by and watch. Just earlier today, just 10 minutes ago, I was watching interviews of men and women who have left the porn industry. Just noticing the patterns in their stories. Desperate for money. And willing to sacrifice just so they can survive. And then getting started in having to numb themselves with drugs, with alcohol. Porn destroys individuals, destroys relationships, destroys those who are in the porn industry, destroys those who consume the porn industry, destroys families. All the stories of the little girls and the little boys who go missing because some sick man is not satisfied by the sex of his wife. Because he has trained himself and he has been deceived by porn. And the sick, sick cycle. The flesh demanding more, more, more. And so the porn industry providing more brutality, more abuse, more domination. And the more that it's given, the more it's consumed, and the more consumed, and the more that it wants. And Satan sitting over all of this. It sickens me. And I refuse to sit by and watch. Documentaries of going to Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Why? Because if what happened was known, if light was shown in the darkness, places where sex and prostitution and abuse are legal. And I get it. There's part of me that's there. There's a part of me right here, right now, that understands that. It says, yeah. For my pleasure. It's for my entertainment. You pay $7 to go watch a movie at the theater. It's for my entertainment. It's for my pleasure. Why not pay $400 to have sex with a beautiful woman? She's consenting. You're consenting. Why not? How is it any different than paying $7 to go watch a movie at a movie theater? How is it any different than paying $30 for a Pornhub subscription and masturbating in your room? It's for me. It's for my pleasure. She's consenting. I'm consenting. She benefits. I benefit. Symbiosis relationship. Lord, remove that from me. That is not of you. That is not of Christ. I am here. Michael Abdo is here not to be served, but to serve. And to give my life as a ransom for many. He who wants to gain his life must lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Care for the orphans and the widows. Care for them. So do not neglect them, lest they be abused. I will not be quiet. I will not stand by in silence and watch men, women, and children be destroyed. I want to reclaim sexuality I want to reclaim masculinity and femininity. I want to abolish the porn industry and the sex industry. Lord, use me however you may. Lord, use me however you want. I am yours.